So it's time for Geek News.
We have no third chair.
What are you doing?
Alrighty, I've got a variety of little blurbs here. Although you scooped me on...
Scooped!
Game Salutes doing the Princess Bride board games. I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet. It's the Princess Bride. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. Well, I'm looking forward to somebody else buying that to see how good it is. So yeah, they're doing a game of mini games is how it's described, with different little mini games. And it sounds like there's going to be like a big box and then things that you fill it up with. It sounds like it's not all coming out at once. There's going to be releases.
Yeah. I've actually seen them on Twitter hitting up various designers. If you've got ideas for anything, let us know. So it kind of seems like it's almost open market-ish. So we'll see what comes up.
Well, you know, as long as I don't have to inhale iocane powder, I guess I'll be good. Asmodee has announced Enchanted Kingdoms, an expansion for Seasons. This is going to have some new powers, new enchantments, and new abilities. Not quite sure how many cards, but it's going to be at the $25 price point. So I don't know if that's just going to be a box of cards or if there's going to be more components other than cards with it. But we really like Seasons, so glad to see that's getting some expansion. Pathfinder, Thornkeep. They're supplements that are can either be used standalone or as a tie into the MMO. It was supposed to be released in January, and now that we're at the end of January, they've finally admitted that it's been pushed back to February. They claim Feb 20 is going to be the street date. I question that, but we'll see. Generally, they're pretty good, but every now and then they just throw stuff away for, like, way out for no reason. Also, on the RPG front, D&D, their encounter programs that run on Wednesdays, for the latest set of encounters that's starting up next week, I think, next Wednesday, they've released a conversion kit, so you can either run it as 4th ed or convert your characters and applicable rules to 5th ed. Sorry. Next, which I think is a really good idea, actually. Maybe we'll see a much better fleshed out. I mean, they've been doing good with what they've been releasing, but it'll be interesting to see a full-on conversion and see how that looks. I might actually check out a couple of the encounter sessions at the book review. Mike still runs those every now and then. Or at least he said he's going to start it up again. He stopped because people stopped showing up. In movie news, Lucasfilm / Disney, after really crappy reception in the theater for Phantom Menace 3D, has said that they're not going to release any of the other movies in 3D, like they said. At least not theatrically. Who knows? Maybe we'll get 3D DVD, Blu-ray or something. But they have canned their plans to do theatrical re-releases in 3D in order to... you can't see the air quotes, but I just threw up air quotes. In order to concentrate on the new movie in 2015.
You can hear them.
And then on the comic and whatnot related side, IDW has gotten a license from Fox to do new stories and reprints of X-Files. It's going to be starting this year. I don't know if it's going to be a separate mag for new and a separate for reprint, or if they're going to mix it up a little bit in each. X-Files is one of those kind of titles that is actually held up. I mean, fashion-wise, it's very dated, but story-wise, 20 years later, it still kind of holds up. Marvel Entertainment has confirmed that Doctor Strange is going to be getting a movie in 2015. It's going to be in their phase 3 of their overall release, so it should be out with, well, in the same year as Ant-Man.
Right.
And I think that's going to be Avengers 2. And he's one of my fave. I mean, I'm always fond of the supernatural characters, and he is Marvel's biggest supernatural hero. Yeah, well, at least the biggest one that I like. So I'm looking forward to that. That opens up a lot of opportunities. If they're doing Ant-Man and Strange, then really breaking open the barrel here. So that's good. They got a lot of good possibilities. Also in the movies, Anna Paquin, Ellen Page, and Sean Ashmore have all agreed to come back for the Days of Future Past movie. So I assume that they're going to be deviating a little bit, or we're going to get some really awesome death scenes. Because most of those characters in the book just showed up as red X's on a cover.
Right.
But hopefully we'll get
the run through the cemetery or whatever.
Yeah.
It's gravestones.
Yeah. But maybe we'll get some good death scenes or something. Or Well, who knows? But it's shaping up to be a little better movie than I was thinking if they're really putting this much effort into just their own continuity from their movies that they've already done. So, I mean, I'm going to give it a shot.
I think it'll be awesome.
It can't be worse than the third one. I mean, First Class was awesome. So if they can build on that style of movie telling and then rope in some of all these characters to be, because they are older now from the last time they were in the screen. Right. So it wouldn't even be a big stretch for them to be aging, for the alt future. If they do the full Days of Future Past alt future, then yeah, I think this could set up to be like 30 minutes of really good action where a lot of people die, surrounded by, kind of the spy story that continued from the first one. In a possible casting rumor that on the one hand makes me laugh, but also makes me go, really? Apparently Paul Giamatti is in talks to be Rhino for the next Spider-Man movie, which that could just, that almost totally negates Jamie Foxx being in the movie for me. I hate Jamie Foxx, but to see Paul Giamatti try to do the Rhino in a Spider-Man movie, I might actually pay to see that in the theater. I hope it happens. I don't know that I'll go see the movie, but I hope it happens because then I'll watch it on DVD. CW, enjoying the success of Arrow, has decided not to replicate that and has put the Wonder Woman pilot on hold. Why? I mean, if you're having that much... Yeah, you know, don't flood the market. It's CW. They only have a number of useful titles anyways.
It's the curse of Wonder Woman.
It is, you know. So kind of disappointing because I was kind of interested in what kind of live action take they would do on that. That wasn't, you know, the 70s show.
Yeah.
But so it's a little bit of disappointment. But they didn't say it's canceled outright. Just said they're not going to do it right now. But Cartoon Network, never one to avoid messing with their fan base, has canceled Young Justice and Green Lantern. Those are not going to be back on the 2013 schedule. But Teen Titans Go is back.
Mm-hmm. There's one other, Teen Titans and...
Batman, but I didn't...
Yeah.
I don't really care about Batman.
But it's a different Batman, right?
I looked at it and there's like... It's not their traditional Batman villains by the looks of it. It's... Well,
That one I talked about way back when, where they weren't going to go with the... regular rogues gallery.
Well, that's it. It's there's like a dude with a pig head and but it's got Katana in it, so but no, I not really looking forward to that one, but I'm keen on the Teen Titans. So there you go. Cartoon Network gives and takes away. And that's all I've got for the news.
Okay. I don't have a lot, but you reminded me of a couple things that you took care of. But
Scooped.
In the D&D realm, there's a few things we haven't talked about yet, but the fact that they're offering up all of past versions as PDFs for sale.
Yep.
So that's pretty huge. A lot of people are pretty excited about that. So you can potentially get your favorite, not only version of D&D, but setting.
I almost went out and bought the Temple of Elemental Evil just because. Got me jonesing to get a paper and pencil game going now too.
I've kind of been thinking about that off and on. That'd be the one thing that'd be kind of cool. We haven't reviewed a RPG, done anything like that.
Well, let's not do fourth.
In the Star Wars realm of thing, J.J. Abrams is going to direct the next
Star Wars movie. I didn't mention that.
I know, but it's still news.
It's 3 days old.
In all this geeks world,
that's cutting edge.
Cutting edge. And then the only other thing I was going to point out for sure here was that Escape Quests has been announced, an expansion for Escape, the Curse of the Temple. That's going to have some quest chambers and special chambers. So kind of looking forward to that. It's pretty decent. We'll see. I think it's got a couple extra curses and some other stuff in it too. So it'll be interesting to see what that adds to the game. And that's about all I had, too. So I think we are done with Geek
News. JJ